It's January 15th. It's time for Watch.
I was like, rubbing my hands together.
It's January 15th, and it's time for Watcher Weekly.
Oh, that was so gentle.
Thank you.
That's my favorite one so far.
Welcome to Watcher Weekly, filmed here in our breather office. This is a show where we chat, kick back, and answer all of your guys' questions to the best of our ability.
And today, we're talking the launch of Watcher.
We did it!
It is launch day. It is January 10th, 2020.
That's right.
We're all running on very little sleep.
Yeah, last night we were here in a mad scramble trying to pick up all the pieces of things that we overlooked and left in the dark.
Little crumbs.
Are you talking about your brain right now?
What are you looking at?
Little crumbs.
On the ground.
No, just, you know, you clean your kitchen and you're like, wow, this kitchen's clean. And then you look down on the ground and you're like, wait a minute, there's little crumbs. I forgot about the little crumbs.
I like the metaphor.
Do you have crumbs all over your kitchen?
Everybody's got crumbs. Don't act like you don't got crumbs. I've been in your kitchen.
My house is a temple.
Is made of crumbs.
It's a temple. We have a mini audience here today. And not talking about, the people aren't mini. The audience size is mini. Well, some of the people are a little short in stature. You get what I mean. Anyways, we got my girlfriend Mari. We have our musical guest that's gonna perform later, Chris, his girlfriend Natasha. And we have Lauren, our editor, as well as Brittany on sound, and Anthony, our editor, who's filling in as a cameraman today. Everything's going great here. It's all good. We just moved into this office 2 days ago, so everything is in disarray, as you see. If you cut to the GoPro angle, you'll see that all of our shit is strewn about. Strewn?
It's all
strewn.
About.
As you can see, we have some lovely art behind us. It's not completed. This was actually painted on this wall by one of our investors, Kent from Neuro. But he is going to appear in a new series we have called Making Watcher, which is.
Whoa, teaser alert.
Teaser alert. Okay, should we sound the alarm?
I don't know.
Yes.
I will say, all things considered, today we launched, but then you guys got a phone call on Tuesday night. That was like.
You can tease it without saying too much. Ryan and I this spring will appear on a searing network drama television show.
And they had to film it on the day before our launch.
You know, when Hollywood calls, baby.
You gotta go.
You answer the phone.
I see how
and,
it is.
And me and Shane both at the same time answered it and we put it on speaker. And
I
we both
see
went,
how it is.
Yeah, we both held it.
We went, we'll be there. Was it the best timing? No. But you know, like, we launched all right. The building's intact. Steven's hair looks whatever color it is.
Immaculate, it's immaculate.
We were on a show, it rhymes with All right, enough fooling around. Let's go over the agenda of what we're gonna do today. Just a quick rundown so you know what's coming. We're gonna talk about the new office, check. Already did it. We're gonna talk about launch day. We're gonna talk about our feelings about that. Then we're gonna go into the series that's gonna be premiering tomorrow. We're gonna show you a trailer. I'm gonna tell you what it's about. And then we're gonna go into your guys' questions from based on the content from last week, right?
Yes,
based correct. On puppet history and just general Watcher questions.
The questions came from where? Our Instagram, YouTube, our That's Patreon, Twitter. So if you have questions for us, you can lay them down there and we will answer them here.
We are Watcher, we are Watcher, we are Watcher. And those are our social handles. I'm not just repeating that.
And you have to say it three times every time you say it.
And at the end of the show, we are going to have a musical performance from Chris Ryan. Musical guests won't be a weekly recurring thing on this show. It's just gonna be on the occasion that we have the opportunity to be lucky enough to have a musician come on. So this week is the first time that's going to happen, and stay tuned till the end because it's gonna be a great performance.
And we said this last week, I believe, on Watcher Weekly, that we do want this show to be sort of an amorphous blob, so it might change from week to week. There might be things that happen and then never happen again, or happen and then happen every 3 or 4 weeks. It's fine, it'll change.
Basically, you can't trust anything that comes out of our mouth.
No, no rules. Yeah.
Chris Ryan doesn't even exist.
Outback, you can sponsor us.
Anyways, let's go into the first segment here, launch day. Mm. How do you guys feel now that everyone has seen the madness that has lived within our heads for the past 8 months?
I feel great. I have no emotions left anymore because I'm so tired.
Anymore?
I had a lot of them. when we did the premiere function on YouTube and as it was counting down, I was like, oh, puppet history is kicking this thing off. I hope people like it. And people seem to like it, which brings me great joy. It's weird because you just live with it for so long and don't really know. I was like, I think it's good.
It's a very good show. You're being modest.
I have a lot of emotions, and I think I ran out last night. That's how crazy this has been.
Yeah. Mm.
I think it was like 1 a.m. and I was like, I don't know what to feel anymore.
It's been a crazy week. Last night, we left here at about midnight, and then we went home and worked more.
And was up till 2.
You were, yeah, I mean, it was, and we were up early shooting for the aforementioned
the TV show
at, for us, that started at 6 a.m. And yeah, when I was in the car ride back home, I, has this ever happened to you where you don't really feel sad, you don't feel happy, you're just so emotionally exhausted that your eyeballs just start to kind of like, not cry, but expel liquid without any emotional attachment to it? Like my eyes were just leaking on the way home. And it's because I was thinking about all the things that we had to do this week and I honestly didn't think we would make it. And we did, we got it all done. And I was so relieved, maybe I did cry.
You're describing the classic symptoms of crying.
Yeah, but it didn't feel like a good
wet
cry.
Face, water coming out of your eyes.
It was almost like I was driving, emotion. And then I was like, why does my mouth taste funny? And it was because tears were falling into my mouth. I think I cried. I was crying on the way home.
I think we can confirm. Let us know in the comments if you think Ryan cried.
But it's been an emotionally and physically exhausting week, as you can see from our... the bags under our eyes.
Haggard appearance.
Yeah.
But we did it.
We did. That's okay. Great.
We did do it.
But then when we had the countdown, it was like that, just that breath of fresh air.
We didn't think to put the countdown on our television until about a minute
before.
Before launch. We were looking at it on a little screen. We were like,
we got TV here.
Let's celebrate it.
Well, Shane actually didn't know what to do, so he just paced around the room.
I ran in little circles like a dog that's like when someone comes home and a dog. Do dogs run in little circles?
Oh yeah, because you have a precious little cat, right?
I don't know about dogs. They run in little circles though, I think.
I think they do that before they're about to sleep or take a poo.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Cats run in like super straight lines, right? They just like beeline and then beeline.
He runs from window to window. We're talking about my little fella?
Just cats in general.
Well, what is the phrase beeline? Why does that exist?
I don't know.
Because a bee.
Oh, he doesn't go in a straight
line. This,
bee,
or even like this.
Now, bee, he goes in a lot of different kinds. Like, you ever see Bumblebee out there? He's going like
bouncy, bouncy. He's zigzagging, he's zigging and zagging.
What if it's a bee, the speed of a bee, plus a line?
Bees aren't fast. I could run faster than a bee. But it's launch day, it's very exciting. We got a Discord going, merch is up there, Patreon's going. We've already got people chiming off on Discord.
Mm-hmm. Also, just thank you to everybody who's already subscribed to our Patreon. I can't believe that, that's amazing. Also, some of you have bought merch. This is actually a popular seller, this launch day tee.
Yes. And the thing about this one is that you can actually customize
it. Oh, he touched my nipple. Oh my God, that like sent a shockwave up to my like rotator cuff. That was weird.
That is very strange. You can customize it because the box is blank and you put your name on it.
You hit the point directly. You hit the teat.
Well, I designed this myself.
My teat?
No.
How long do people have to buy this?
I don't know, until we run out.
Oh.
Now let's move on to the next series that you guys are going to be seeing tomorrow. If you're watching this show on Wednesday when Watcher Weekly releases. Tomorrow, Thursday, which will be January
16th.
We are premiering Spooky Small Talk. Put the logo like here.
Ooh, that's good, right there.
Yeah, like right here.
That logo is...
Or we could put it above.
Spatially unwieldy.
Tell us your real thoughts on it, Shane.
It is gonna
I've heard you talk about this logo.
Every time we have all the logos together, I'm always like, Spooky Small Talk logo, spatially unwieldy.
Here's the thing.
I might have called it no good.
We do have a trailer for that, so we could roll the trailer for that now.
No, you gotta do that. That doesn't work.
Now.
No, we decided this last week, Ryan. It's a...
Oh, yeah. All right, so we are now entering the maze. It's gonna be all good.
I mean, I don't like scary movies. I'm gonna just say that. I don't like anything that makes me jump.
You guys wanna party? You wanna get spooked?
So normally when I do one of my ghost investigations, I'll introduce myself to the building. So I'll say something like, hello, my name is Ryan Sharp. Hello and welcome to Spooky Small Talk, a show where I get to interview some of the world's most fascinating people in one of the scariest places on the planet.
Oh, shit!
Oh my God, oh my God, oh, God. Oh my God, where did you come from? A haunted attraction at Not Scary Farm.
Stop that.
No,
know I get scared and you're happy that I'm scared.
Oh my God!
That was actually kind of terrifying. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Got me. Oh my God, my heart.
I hope you have a heart attack.
Wow, what a trailer.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh.
So, like last week, Shane was the showrunner and the creator of Puppet History. I am that for Spooky Small Talk. It was a very stressful experience just because of the logistics of it. I'm interviewing celebrities, friends, guests in a haunted house where there are somewhere north of 20 scare actors, which is basically people in special effects makeup that are trying their best to scare the poop out of somebody. And, And while that's all happening, I'm also conducting a very serious personal interview. And the result is madness, and I think it's a blast. However, logistically, it was very tough in terms of just timing. We only had a certain amount of time in each maze. And also the fact that I'm quite skittish and jumpy myself. So concentrating on my guests' answers while also, you know, looking out for my own survival was a bit tough. But yeah.
I gotta say, I'm not in the show, total third party here, unbiased viewer.
It sucks.
Probably is. It's probably the most impressive endeavor I've seen on the digital scale.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, when I showed up to set, I was like, God damn, it was a lot. It was like a machine with many, many cogs.
Yeah, it was
clicking away.
Shane and I often aren't, let's just say Shane and I aren't always genuine with each other. We're always joking with each other. Very few times in our history has there been an occurrence where Shane has come up to me and asked, are you okay, do you need anything? And it's because he saw how rattled I was by just the sheer amount of work.
I think at some point after we shot too, I came up to you and I was like, hey, this is really good. Like, you did a good job.
So you guys are seeing the first episode of Spooky Small Talk. The first guest is Zach Kornfeld. You may know him from the Try Guys.
AKA Corn Diddy.
On Instagram and the various other social platforms.
And I think he's my TikTok nemesis.
Is he?
Big time. Because look, I'm the king of TikTok. Everybody knows that.
No one knows that.
You're on TikTok?
Yeah, I was TikToker of the year last year. They sent me an award.
Not a real award.
Holy shit. I just got a letter in the mail that I'm actually TikToker of the year, if you can believe that. A lot of people to thank, no time to thank them. Love this app.
Anyways, he's a guest on Spooky Small Talk. We had a fun chat. We talked about a lot of things, both serious and fun, and it's a fun app. And it's your first introduction into what that show is gonna be, so I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's move on to the question and answer session.
Ooh, that was a satisfying sound.
Let's start with questions that have to do with puppet history.
Okay, we got some of those.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Let's start with YouTube. This comes from JJP.
Oh, JJP. Jennifer Jellicle Parsons.
Let's go to JJP. They said, is there a possibility of future merch? That's from Puppet History.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I'll make some merch for that.
I think that's also like part of the reason why we made this show is so we could actually field your feedback and then put it into action and not just say we're gonna do that.
Is the professor available?
The original? No, because we need him.
I would buy a plush though.
I don't know how to make those, but we can talk to people and see. He's got little glasses. Those might be difficult to...
By the way, I saw a lot of questions about what's the professor's real name, full name.
Well, that is answered in a future episode, maybe.
So another Puppet History one. Well, this is not a question, but this is from Sam from the Shire. I just want to say I'd die for the Professor Puppet.
That's very sweet of you. You don't have to do that. Like, I don't know if he wants him or if this is an incident where someone is about to assassinate the puppet. You don't have to jump in front of that bullet. Mm-hmm. I'll just get a little hole in my hand. It's fine.
Oh, you'll catch it like Ozymandias.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You want to take the last question?
Yeah, this is from YouTube, this is from Aaron Fee. I have a question. What precisely was the inspiration for the professor and how much of the first puppet history was scripted? Mm. The inspiration for the professor was, so I sort of cobbled him together. I think we talked about this a little bit last week. He's like a base puppet, but I sort of changed his eyes, I changed his outfit. His personality is not that far off from me. I think at some point when we were shooting, you're like, you're not gonna do a funny voice or anything?
He's just Shane.
Like, no. Yeah.
And he kind of looks like you too.
Yeah, he definitely looks like me. And how much of the first Puppet History was scripted? All the informational stuff was scripted. And then, you know, the questions. But all the rest of that is, the rest of it is just shenanigans, goofing about.
How long did that research take?
A while. Mm. Some of the other episodes are a little more cheery. Though, I guess not really. So, never mind. Moving on.
All right, let's move on to some general questions now. This comes from Twitter, at BrunoGallo9.
Do you guys plan on signing content creators under Watcher, or is the plan to work together with content creators?
It's kind of a combination of both, is the answer. And we are figuring that out right now. We have people in-house who we know will create content that are not just the three of us. But we also have people outside this company who we want to bring on to produce shows with as well. Mm-hmm. And so it's really case by case. And ultimately, I think we want to help people who want to create content in whatever way they want to make stuff.
Yeah. All right, cool. Moving on to the next queue.
That's a lot of scrolling.
That's a lot of questions. Next question comes from the Diplococcus.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
It does.
Wait, are you serious?
Wait, where? This guy was on our live stream.
This is my nemesis.
This is your nemesis.
This is the person who continually heckled me.
This is from the Diplococcus.
Should you read it? It says, should you read it aloud? Should you fuel
that? I'm kind of curious why.
I'll read it. For legal reasons, Ryan is not allowed to read the sentence.
Why am I not allowed to read that sentence?
For legal reasons. It's right there on the sentence.
But what does the Diplococcus know that I don't know? What do you have on me? You got nothing.
You don't want to know.
I don't know who you are.
He bullied you.
I don't know who you are, Diplococcus, but...
They say, I have one comment and one question. The comment is, quote, congratulations, Shane, end quote, comma. He knows why. That's it. Okay. The question is also for Shane and is, when are you going to tell them?
The Diplococcus is like the Riddler. Except the riddles are not based in reality.
Look me in the eyes right now and tell me you're not the Diplococcus.
I am not.
You this look is me a in great the eyes mystery, and tell though. Me you're not the Diplococcus. No, this is like mafia now.
I'm not that smart.
Because tell me I am not the Diplococcus right now.
I may or may not be the Diplococcus.
He can't be because the Diplococcus was... I love saying the Diplococcus, but the Diplococcus was commenting during our live stream.
So Shane, when are you going to tell them? That's the question. You got to answer the question.
I'm trying to think of what I would have to tell you.
Congratulations. What's the Diplococcus congratulating you? What are they congratulating you on?
I don't know.
Your facial hair?
I guess maybe. No one's ever done that.
Congrats.
Thank you. Mm. Well, thanks, Diplococcus.
Wait, no, you can't think of... You didn't talk to the Diplococcus.
Diplococcus, this is what the Diplococcus does. The Diplococcus just wants to watch us tear ourselves apart. We can't give in to the Diplococcus.
They're like Zemo from Civil War.
That's right. Here's one from Emily on Discord. What's one project you'd want to make if you had infinite resources? I guess we can't really.
Here's my idea in detail, Dustin.
I'd like to build a roller coaster.
Oh yeah, that would be pretty sick.
They probably wanted to know if we wanted to make like a video series.
Oh, like a show, okay.
Or I'd like to make a house with a lazy river that's like 10 miles long.
Ooh, does the river run through like
it
the living room?
It goes through the house and through a little forest outside and...
Do you get off your
bed?
And
it's for adults.
Mm-hmm. Is it a lazy
river? No children. What?
That makes it sound like a sexy kind of thing.
I mean, all lazy rivers are pretty sexy. And there could be... Whoa, wait, hang on a sec. Okay, a lazy river hotel.
Your
room floats.
I was picturing a lazy river that was actually utilitarian in the sense that like you get up from like your night of sleep, you put on your little trunks,
you roll
into the lazy river, it takes you to the kitchen, make yourself a bagel, hop back into the river, now you go to the bathroom, not in the river, but it takes you to the bathroom, and then you get in the...
That's the beauty of it.
That's the beauty
of it. You go to the bathroom whenever you want.
I can do a show project. I mean, I just want to travel and eat.
That's the title.
Yeah.
I just want to travel and eat.
And that's the show.
With Steven Lim. This comes from YouTube, from Sarangi Nair. They ask, if y'all left BuzzFeed, then what about Worth It and Unsolved? We're actually still doing those shows, so you could look forward to seeing those with our friends over at The Feed. Mm-hmm. They will not be on Watcher, but yes, those shows will continue. So for the future, for this section, if you want to be featured on this show, send in your questions to the Instagram at We Are Watcher, the Twitter at We Are Watcher, mm-hmm. or comment directly on the series that you have a question for. And maybe you'll be on Watcher Weekly's Q&A section. Also, we do answer questions from the Discord channel on Patreon, and there will also be an extended version of Watcher Weekly that has Patreon-only questions. Watcher Weekly Plus.
You gotta draw that S out.
That does it for the Q&A section for this show, but before we get to the musical guest, we do have one more announcement to make, and that is this Saturday we do have a special bonus series.
Which will not be on the typical release schedule. The show is called Making Watcher, and it's a behind-the-scenes show on our day-to-day lives here, behind the scenes of what it's like to build a company, build a studio, working with each other, what our mission is and our goal is.
What did you know about business before we started this?
You give them money, they give you something back.
What did you know about business?
That's what business is.
That about sums it up. I knew nothing about business, they knew nothing about business, yet we decided to go on this weird little journey. The result is what you'll see this Saturday. It's called Making Watcher, first episode. The next episode will come out when we have more updates in terms of where we're at as a company. But yeah, without further ado, let's move into the last section of the show, which is the musical guest. Please enjoy Chris Ryan.
The grave, knowing that I broke you.
Chris Ryan. All right, now Chris Ryan's gonna play us off here.
Just like SNL. thanks for watching Watcher Weekly. Get at us on Instagram, on Twitter, comment on the video directly.
And then maybe next time you'll be on the next Watcher Weekly.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys hopefully tomorrow for a spooky small talk.
It's very funny and very scary. You should watch it.
And yeah. Also, this is trick photography. I'm not that tiny.
He's a little tiny man.
See you guys next time.
Thanks, guys. Bye.